Hey, fellow NDE fans, we have some exciting things coming up on the other side, but we could really use your help and support to keep going with this channel. Our outreach team works around the clock, making sure to bring you the best NDE stories that we can find. But now we're looking to expand into other countries to get near-death experiences from around the globe. However, we need your help and support to make this happen. This is why we're introducing our YouTube membership program. Get access to exclusive, ad-free episodes that haven't been on YouTube. Watch and participate in live Q&As with the guests. Engage directly with us and NDEers. Participate in giveaways and live events. And most importantly, you will ensure our channel's continuous efforts to seek out and uncover these important experiences worldwide. Support us by hitting the Join Now button below. Thank you for your continued viewership and support. Your help will make a difference, and we look forward to building our community together with you.
Hello, and welcome to our podcast, The Other Side NDE, where we talk about the fascinating phenomena of near-death experiences. These are more than just close calls. These are firsthand accounts of what people experienced dying, leaving the body, exploring another realm, and then returning to their body in order to share that experience with you. Every person that we interview, and many of us listeners, believe these accounts to be undeniably true experiences people had on the other side. If you enjoy listening to stories like these, make sure to check out our YouTube channel, The Other Side NDE, where we post 2 to 3 videos every week of people sharing their NDE stories.
Hi, my name is Stephen Nowak. I'm a near-death experiencer. I want to start with my story here. I was 4 years old, and I was getting ready to go to the mall. My parents were across the street, my brother actually, and I was in a neighbor's driveway. I was on a big wheel, which is a very low to the ground plastic tricycle. So my brother called to me from across the street, "Hey, we're going to the mall," which was basically our Disneyland at the time. So I fired down that driveway in between two parked cars. Another car was already coming. So as I came up between the two parked cars, the other car came and collided with me, and I went underneath the car and was basically pinned. My big wheel was stuck underneath the back tire, and I was pinned underneath the big wheel, which kept me from getting run over. What I remember from that was some of the experience that changed my life. So first thing I remember is everything going black, kind of like fading away to a black screen. And then I remember it opening again, and I could see myself. I could see my eyes roll in the back of my head. Next thing I know, it goes black again, comes back, but I'm sitting with someone and I'm leaning on them. And I'm leaning to the side, and I could feel someone because I'm pressed against them. I'm thinking this is a person. So I open my eyes, and my head is down at the time, looking down at the ground. And when I open my eyes, I see someone's hair. It's almost touching the ground. It's long, it's silvery white. And I noticed also the bottom of their robe. So I turn to look at the being, and their face is all white. And as I look at them, I'm being pulled in, and I'm looking at their face, and I'm being pulled into their face. And we spoke a little bit. I asked them what had happened, and I distinctly remember not knowing why we weren't moving our lips, but we were speaking without talking. And as I'm pulled into this face of this light being, I start to see another world. And I get an instant knowing of, in this world, there was peace. There was no hate. There was no anger. There was no pain in this other world. And I wanted to go there. And I wasn't quite sure at the time what it was, but what I would call it now would be heaven to me. But it was an instant knowing. Then that's when I started to sense, hey, I was outside of my body. There's something different about this. So the being basically told me that it wasn't my time, but they would return. And I wasn't too clear about that, about why at the time or everything we had discussed, because we did discuss more, but I couldn't access it in my memories. So after that little talk, they tell me, Steven, put your head down. Everything's going to be all right. I do. And then I wake up with toys a few days later. So fast forward to me being about 30 years of age. I'm driving my car. I was pretty, you could say, reckless after my experience, because I knew it happened and I could feel it, but I couldn't access the memories. So I was a wild man, driving my car very fast. I was doing about 70 miles an hour, coming around a corner. And then the car starts to skid out, hits a telephone pole, comes back, flips 5 times before it stopped. And during that time, I lost consciousness. And the next thing I know, I'm being wheeled into an operating room to have surgery done. I believe it was on my arm at the time, to fix something that had happened there. And I get very anxious and I wanted to leave. And I was literally about to get up and leave when this energy of calm and peace and just security, when you know you're okay, and this knowing came over me, and it went from my head down to my feet, all the way down. And I instantly knew I'd be okay. I laid back down, and the same being spoke to me, and I recognized the voice from when I was 4, and we had spoke, which was hard to recollect after the 4-year-old incident. I didn't quite remember it, but when I heard it again, I instantly knew what it was. He said the same thing, Steven, put your head down, everything's going to be all right. And when this being spoke, that's when something inside my brain just broke, and all this information about quantum physics, energy, what we had spoke about during that 4-year-old NDE, that's when things started to open up and I could access. Now that I had enough knowledge to kind of process it, because at 4, I wouldn't have been able to process or even know what this stuff was. So the being shows me in a field, it looked like a blueprint. And I was told it was the blueprint of creation and that we were in the quantum field. And they began telling me about all living beings having a blueprint in this field that they could access for healing. Physical, emotional. This was our original blueprint as love that we came into this world, kind of like a file on a computer. So the next thing I know is I'm inside this, what looked like a wagon wheel or a medicine wheel, and I'm in the center. And in the center, I'm pure love. And they started teaching me about how we send out our energy to experience reality. So they showed me the extensions from my heart out into the outer rim of this wheel, and then it comes back. And it was sort of cycling through my consciousness for me to experience reality. And on the outer wheel, it was almost like a screen all the way around me. There were memories and imprints of things I had did throughout my life up to that point. And they told me that we can recall these with basically pieces of our soul that we spent. We can recall these back to heal, to become more whole and closer to the original way we came into the world, which I came to know later as ascension, soul retrieval. So this being's explaining to me the nervous system, how our waking consciousness is an operating system, and our subconscious is the hard drive that stores all the programs, the things like putting down my car keys when I get home, knowing how to ride a bike, and all these, unfortunately, programs of trauma where we're triggered when we're in certain situations and we're feeling the same thing similar to an old experience. So that was important and key. And I found the blueprint key to healing that, because later I started to institute these things. So they're showing me all this. They're teaching me about quantum physics, quantum entanglement, how we can send out our energy and affect another's energy, no matter the distance. I didn't go to college for any of that, so it really freaked people out who were around me. And as I'm coming out of it, I start going back to work. I was a store manager at GameStop at the time. I had a woman who had fallen, an elderly woman, fell outside my store, and she hit the cement. She was in a lot of pain. And this was the first time I figured out that I could heal or bring people into their own blueprint through quantum physics, through quantum entanglement and photons. So she falls down and she's in a lot of pain. And I put my hand on her back and she turns and looks at me and she says, "I'm all warm and I have no pain." And we were there for a couple minutes. People came and picked her up. And when I went back to work, I was like, that was really weird. And I mean, it was thinking on it and thinking on it and thinking on it. And I started to have this energy in my center that was comparable to being like a kid on Christmas Eve and you can't sleep times a thousand. And this energy started to guide me to like different churches to try to talk to people, find answers, things like that. And I realized throughout that I was looking outside of myself for God and not inside myself. So didn't find God in church, needless to say. And then the psychic experiences started. So I started seeing silhouettes all around me. They were walking back and forth. Some were lighter, some were darker. Then they began communicating and I couldn't shut off the communication. I couldn't shut them off talking in my head. And I could feel the pressure along the side of my head whenever they would pick up. And it took me a while. First, I was very scared, okay, because I'd never dealt with that. I didn't sleep for like days. And then I figured out that they were me being broadcast out into this unified field. And the unified field is basically all living beings create this field. And it's a field where we're all connected without separation. Because we separate ourselves and everything here is made out of atoms and vibrates at different frequencies in reality. Well, in this field, there was no separation. We were all the same. So I started to figure out all these images were me being broadcast out into the screen. And some of them, as they were speaking to me, weren't very nice because I wasn't nice to myself growing up. And they started to say a lot of the same things that I would say. Very self-defeating, self-depreciating, until I decided I had enough and I had to change my energy in order to release these personality aspects that existed inside my consciousness, basically between me and the quantum field which they were created. I had to start introducing different charges. And that's when the game really changed, becoming responsible for what was inside me and reconnecting to my inner child through nature and other exercises. My nervous system had become so contracted, I had to open it again. And that's something that's important because we really trade our identity as energy because we're born as energy, the energy of love. We trade our identity for approval through other people. So it was important for me to get all that energy back that I had extended out into the field. And then people just started coming to me for different healing purposes and removal of dark entities, things like that, because I had sort of figured out the puzzle. And sitting with that light being, later I learned that was an angel, or what I came to know as an Elohim, who taught me about our creation and also how sacred everything is here and what a sacred place this is to have this experience. And this being also taught me about how every living being is a part of God, is a part of the source, and how we treat them is essentially how we treat ourselves, and that everything was connected. And during that NDE, I experienced feeling that oneness with everything. I instantly knew that all religions were the same, with different definitions made by people, but that it was all one and there was no separation on the other side. We're not these bodies, we're the energy controlling these bodies. That's our true being. And we're here to have an experience and experience all the different feelings and all the different nuances of being in dense matter, to learn something we couldn't as energy, create experiences and different situations. I would say it's a lot like a video game to me. I'm the observer of my character of this experience. I feel like I'm controlling myself from another place.